Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers. Today I want to speak to an issue that it's quite common for us daughters of narcissistic mothers. And it is how things that should be simple, like going to an event, for example, or entering a conversation with a group of people, maybe even making a phone call, applying for a job. A lot of these things that seem to be really simple for a lot of people might seem like very, very, very challenging for some of us. That definitely was my experience for a very, very long time, and it still is at times. But the biggest issue was, for me, was how much I judge myself for that. And I really would like to know if you resonate with this, if this has been your experience too, judging yourself for not being able to do something that should be relatively simple. So recently I was looking up at some videos and there was the facilitator that was running these videos, this course, was saying that to do this thing that she was teaching about, the simplest way to do this was just don't worry about anything, just show up and be yourself. And I wonder, how many times have you been advised to simply be yourself and it'll all be fine? And how often have you been told to just show up to whatever event or situation that makes you super anxious and behave naturally because there's nothing to fear and you'll be fine? And the main question actually is, how often has it worked? Because if it has deboused you, this means you know exactly who your authentic self is and you feel safe to show it and it is wonderful. And again, I honor you for that, but for sure this was not my experience. And I know this is not the experience of many of us out there. So let's speak to this a little bit. So being raised by a narcissistic mother means that you've never been safe to be who you are in the moment. Because a narcissistic mother does not credit her child for simply being. She doesn't offer any space at all for a safe exploration and learning of oneself. This means that the natural development of the child's identity gets deviated in becoming someone that suits and pleases the mother and her mood swings. And we all know that that's a very impossible task to achieve. Does that sound familiar? So this results in having no real idea of who you truly are, because you were never given the chance to find out safely. And even if you have some glimmers of who you are, you more than likely have learned to keep them very much locked within you, because it has always been unsafe to show them. I know for myself, being who I really was, the few times that I tried as a child to speak up and say my point of view, my perspective, that was always put down. So I learned very quickly that that was a very unwise thing to do. And a child will give up her authenticity for attachment. It's a survival mechanism. That's just what we do. Because mother means surviving. It means everything. Mother is the child's entire world. So it makes sense to give yourself up in order to keep the source of your attachment interested in you. As choosing otherwise means literal death as a baby. This does not improve as the child grows up. I remember being shamed, ridiculed in front of others, shouted at or dismissed with degrading language, such as, what do you even know about that? Oh, don't be ridiculous. Oh, so typical of you to say such nonsense. Or my all-time favorite, the world is not a fairy tale like you think it is, so grow up. Get your feet on the ground. And a lot more than that. One bit at a time, a narcissistic mother completely erodes your sense of self, your confidence in being you, until who you are is a bundle of strategies. And those strategies can either work to keep you on her good side, or you can even create strategies to make her angry and frustrated with you, because it's better to have your mother angry at you than to have her indifferent. And some narcissistic mothers tend to do that. They withdraw their love so that you need to go looking for them. And this is a very painful process. I have experienced that quite a bit. So the best way, well, one of the ways, one of the strategies can be to just be bold and make your mother angry at you so her attention is directed at you in the moment. So those are different ways that you can behave. You can either just become the good girl and do exactly what your mother says, or become the little bit of the rebel one that gets her upset all the time. But they're both roles that you're playing. They're both strategies to keep her attention, to keep the attachment. I was more the good girl type. I was the one that my mom could never fight with because I was just too docile. I was always doing what she said, and I was agreeing. I learned very quickly disagreeing with my mother did not work, got the worst out of her, so agreeing was the best way to go about that. With all of that said, let's get back to the whole thing of being told to just be yourself as you face an event that makes you scared or anxious. So with this said, how I found when that lady that was talking to whatever lesson I was listening to, when she said, oh, just go out and be yourself and it'll all be fine, I was like, oh, I have been told this so many times. And I do know that it is true, really. Ultimately, if you can just be yourself, it'll all be fine. But with the experience that we've had as children that have been living through the abuse of having a narcissistic mother or a mother with narcissistic traits, that is a horrendous advice. It has always made me feel very inadequate at best at times, and angry also. Sort of thinking it's easy for you to say that, but you don't know what's my experience inside. I don't know, do you resonate with that? So for a long time, personally, I've envied people that could enter any space with others with ease and just be. I couldn't, for sure, and I severely judge myself for it, as I already mentioned. Like there was something inherently wrong with me. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever had like a friend that no matter where she goes, she always seems to feel at ease while you are completely sweating at the thought of getting out of the house or maybe making a phone call? So if that has been your experience, let me tell you now. First of all, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Nothing at all. So if you find it difficult to simply show up and be you, you are not the only one. Remember that there are a lot of people who seem perfectly at ease but are actually not being themselves either. And that's really important to remember. They're in fact playing a role. And it seems that that role makes them look cooler, makes them seem more comfortable in whatever environment that you feel so uncomfortable in. But actually inside, whether they're aware of it or not, I'm not saying that that's a conscious behavior. Sometimes, but not necessarily, more often than not is not, but they are actually also playing a role. And what I've learned as well, that the more the more people seem extremely comfortable in certain environments, and you're the one that feels like a little bit uncomfortable, you are actually in contact with the fears that you have. You are aware that there's a level of discomfort within you where these people that we always look up at and admire and envy actually are quite disconnected from themselves. They don't even know that they're playing a role. They don't even know that they're afraid of being in that environment. And again, I'm not saying that that's for everyone, but I'm saying there are. So it's really important to just feel into yourself and not compare yourself with what other people are experiencing, because you don't actually really know what's going on inside them. You could see the most extroverted person in the room and actually then get to talk to them one-on-one on a bit of a deeper conversation and realize they're really, really scared. Really, really scared of relating to others. Really, really scared of other people's judgment. And you would have never suspected that if you just looked at them behaving. And secondly, it's really important to remember that it makes solid sense to feel unsafe in showing up as yourself, because you were trained since childhood on how unsafe that is. You actually were trained that that's a bad thing to do. Remember, survival mechanism. It means you're going to miss out on your attachment needs if you show up as yourself. Literal death. So it has been very wise of your system to protect you. You were only a child, and actually a very resourceful one at that, because you learned a valid strategy to survive. So deep bows, deep, deep bows to that part of you that protected you and brought you to today. It's really important. It's very, very important that you learn, that you come to a point where you can look at that part of you that has behaved that way, that has brought you so far in life, and go, yeah, thank you. Because without that, I know, without learning those strategies, I couldn't have survived living in a house where the environment was so, so unsafe. The suffering would have been much, much more. But with that said, with all of that said, if you're here listening to this, it means you're looking for more out of your life. You're looking to break the cycle of pain and get control over your life. And the only way to do that is to very gently release patterns that are no longer useful to you, allowing the real you to emerge and come play. Yes, because the real you, your authentic, beautiful self, is in there. She never left. She only stayed hidden, waiting for the right moment so she could come out and shine. And that moment, my friend, is now. Now, it won't happen all at once. And that's really important to underline, because if we try to force it, that's actually, again, it's not beneficial at all, at all. But if you're here again, I know you have already started letting a bit of you come out of her shell, because you're here, you're looking for something different, you're looking for more. You have realized by now that the way you've been brought up by your mother, whether she was a full-on narcissistic person, whether she had just narcissistic traits, was not ideal, and you're still living in that shadow. You're still experiencing in your everyday life the consequences of that. When I started doing this work on myself, it was incredible to realize how many aspects of my life had been dictated for so many years by my mother's influence. It was actually really scary. Pretty much everything. I had to disassemble all my beliefs, my patterns of behavior, even my taste, my choices, you know, what color I like, what food I like, what type of weather I prefer. Like, down to the basics, what kind of shoes I prefer wearing, if it's just my own choice. I didn't know that everything I did, everything I, my whole entire expression of myself was still being dictated by my mother, even as an adult, even if she wasn't in the room, even if she wasn't in the space, even if she wasn't here telling me what to do, she was in my head telling me what to do. So that's really something that the minute you realize that, you want to start unpacking it and definitely change that, because it's not a life, it's not. And I know you know that by now, you are here. So very, very important for this process is to have a safe space where you can allow your shields down to a degree at least. And this is not anywhere and it's not with anyone, because it would be very unwise. So I'm not asking you to go out into the world from now on and just be completely what you think it is to be yourself in whatever environment, because that's gonna backfire. Okay, that's gonna be hurtful. I have tried that way too. when I had been advised so many times to simply be myself, I did that to the degree that I was conscious of what myself being myself meant. I did that. I went out into communities, into spaces, into places where, I don't know, I thought I would be safe maybe, and I just opened up. And yeah, that was not good, because that actually closed me up a lot more, and I then had to unpack that as well. So it's really, really important that you pick the space and the people that you can do that with. And it's going to get easier and easier, okay? This is really, again, it's important to note. It is going to get easier and easier. The amount of places and people that you can be at ease with is not going to be massive. But you are going to learn ways that you can shield when it's appropriate, and you can relax and open when it's appropriate. And that's really key. There is no point in wearing a suit of armor 24/7 all the time, even when you're by yourself. But it's not helpful to be 100% open no matter where you go. So as you go through this process, you will learn to sort of weave your way between different levels of how much you open up, depending on the people you're with, depending on the environment, depending on the situation. And if you are looking, I don't know what your situation is right now with your mother. You could be living in the house with her and have no other choice at the minute. Or you could be like me at the moment. I am very far away and pretty much no contact. So, or anyway in between, but I know that you can get to a point where even with that person, with your mother, you can have a relationship if you so decide, but without being hurt every single time that you have a conversation, without having to unpack any phone call for hours afterwards. I don't know, is that your experience? I know for myself, every phone call, every message, everything like that was, it could be days or weeks of feeling frustrated, feeling really bad about myself, going into really dark places, and having to claw myself my way back out every single time. So that does not have to be your experience. Absolutely not. Learning when to shield and how to do it, and learning more about yourself so that you can be more grounded in who you are, and then having a space, a safe space of people, whether it's one person, whether it's a group of people, where you can explore, you can sample, you can see what it feels to be more yourself, to open up, and to what degree and what the response is, being supported within that environment is key, is absolute key. So my advice is to go and find a space where that can happen. And usually that's not your family environment, because there's too much entanglement usually in there, and everyone has to do their own inner work, and maybe they're not doing it, so that might not be your best place to start. Maybe the best place to start is a place where people are coming in with the same intention. And I would advise again that happens with women, because being daughters of narcissistic mothers, we have developed issues within relationship with women. It was a woman-to-woman issue, relationship issue. Your mother was the example of a woman. And it's very normal and natural to project towards other women a similar type of relationship, or being scared of judgment of other women, and maybe you're aware of it or not. I wasn't for many, many years, but reflecting on it, I so much prefer the company of men to the company of women. And the more I unpacked that, I realized how, yeah, that was a direct consequence of my relationship with my mother. So a women's circle, it's a really potent place to start. Not any women's circle. You really want to be very selective as to what the core intentions of all the women coming, the culture of the circle is, to make sure it is a safe space. Some are, for sure, amazing spaces, and I have been blessed to experience the best, most amazing safe spaces in the women's circles I've attended to. That has been key in my healing, absolute key. So I advise that. And this is exactly the reason why I started Reclaim Your Fullness Women's Circles, so that to provide a safe space for daughters of narcissistic mothers to gently open up to themselves, to release all patterns, and step by step rediscover who they truly are as an individual alongside other women. Because to heal such wounds together with like-hearted women, it is the most potent medicine. And I can tell you for a fact that I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for the same medicine I received. And I am always so, so grateful for. So if you're interested in that, check the link in the description of this episode so you can know more about Reclaim Your Fullness Women's Circles. And yeah, why? Because every woman deserves to live a fulfilling life where she feels safe, loved, and alive. And I'm going to leave you with that. Bye for now.